We have a special guest here at Vikings Minicamp. It's Pete Prisco, a senior writer for CBSSports.com, here to observe the Vikings. So what do you observe so far?
Better football team than a year ago, I think, which is, you know, high praise. I think they've added some really good pieces. I told Rick Spielman this morning, I thought they had a great draft. I love Rhodes. I think he was the best corner in the draft. I like Sharif Floyd a lot. Patterson will help them. It's a better football team, but it all comes down to quarterback.
And, you know, with the way the Vikings finished last year, going 4-0 in their final four games to make the playoffs, unfortunately it didn't go the right way for us in the playoffs. In the NFL, can a team carry momentum like that from the end of a season into the next season?
I don't know if it carries over, but it gives some young guys the belief that it can be done. You know, I don't know if the momentum carries over, but they put it in their head and they say, you know what, we went to the playoffs, we can do it again. So I think that carries over. I'm not a big believer in momentum carrying over.
If you're someone who's not a big believer in the Vikings coming off of a playoff year, it's a franchise that's made the playoffs 3 times in the last 5 years, it's because of the quarterback. You don't believe in him. What's your assessment of Christian Ponder to this point in his career and what he can do in 2013?
Well, I was a big Christian Ponder guy coming out of school. I live in Florida. I watched a lot of his games at Florida State. I thought he was going to be the best quarterback in that draft class. I really did. And I'm a little disappointed where he is right now. But he's got to make the throws down the field. He's got to start taking the chance throws. Everything can't be safe. It doesn't have to be accurate all the time. You have to stretch the defense a little bit. And he's got some weapons now. I really believe he has weapons to get down the field. I think Wright's a good player down the field. They added Jennings. I think there's some speed there, Patterson. So stretch the field, back people off, and then come back to Adrian Peterson.
You know, you have to judge the quarterback in this offense a little bit differently, or the passing game in general, because of 28, you know, and a guy who had obviously a profound impact on the Vikings and the NFL last year. Have you gotten a chance to visit with him at all, or what are your observations about him going into 2013?
Oh, I spend a lot of time with him today. We're doing a piece on him, and I'm really impressed with him. I mean, he's a great kid. And you watch the tape from a year ago. We watched the first game against Jacksonville, and he wasn't putting his foot to ground. He just wasn't cutting, and he still had some productivity. Then you look later in the season, and he's much more comfortable. A year removed, he's going to be even more comfortable. What's the ceiling for him? Is it 2,500 yards? He left yards on the field last year, so I think he can have another big year.
You can only tell so much here at the minicamp with no pads, so you got to come down to Mankato and visit us. Come on Vikings.com and tell us what you see during training camp. How about it?
Anytime, any place. Minnesota's great this summer.
Yeah, all right. Good. Thanks for joining us, Pete. Appreciate it.